Most people who visit Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, tour the battlefield and learn about the fighting that took place in the first week of July 1863. Many fail to grasp the long-term impact the battle had on those living here at the time. Today, we take a look at the story of average citizens coping with the aftermath of war on this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Hetty Shriver and her two young daughters left their home in Gettysburg when the battle began in July 1863. They went to stay with their parents just south of town, who unfortunately lived near Big Round Top in what would become the thick of the battle.
The fighting took place day and night all around them. The sound of the cannon and gunfire was so loud, they had to scream just to talk to each other inside the house. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wounded soldiers all around.
When the fighting ended and they tended to the wounded, Hetty and her daughters went back into town to their home. Today, Nancy Goodmustead owns and provides tours of the Shriver residence.
When she comes home, it turns out, because it was sitting empty, Confederate soldiers commandeered the house. They went up into the attic. They punched holes through the brick wall to shoot their rifles through at the Union troops down on Cemetery Hill. We know that at least two soldiers were killed in that room during the fighting.
In fact, a crime scene detective found blood residue all over the attic, an indication of the intense sniper battle that took place here.
There were more than 21,000 wounded soldiers left behind. There were only 400 buildings in Gettysburg. And here was this big, lovely, four-story home sitting here empty. She probably came home just to find this house filled with wounded soldiers.
Hetty's husband, George, was away for almost the entire war, serving in the Union cavalry.
George did come home for Christmas in 1863, 6 months after the fighting was over, just about. He was here to visit with his family. And I often try to imagine he probably didn't look like the same man that left 2 years before.
Heavy fighting had taken its toll on George. Just a few days later, he was captured and sent to Andersonville Prison, where he died. Mother and daughters were now on their own. More next time as we travel the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCray.